2 Kings chapter 8. Now Elisha had spoken to the woman whose son he had restored to life, saying, "You and your family should go to live somewhere else, for the Lord has called for a famine on the land that will last for 7 years." The woman did as the man of God had said. She and her family settled in the land of the Philistines for 7 years. At the end of the 7 years, the woman returned from the land of the Philistines. She went to appeal to the king to get her house and her land back. When the king was talking to Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, saying, "Tell me all the great things that Elisha has done." As he was telling the king about how Elisha had restored to life one who was dead, the woman whose son he had brought back to life appealed to the king for her house and her land. So Gehazi said, "My lord, O king, this is the woman, and this is her son, whom Elisha brought back to life." When the king asked the woman about it, she told him what had happened. So the king assigned a certain officer to her, saying, "Give back everything that was hers, along with all the produce of the field, since the day that she left the land until now." Elisha went to Damascus, while Ben-Hadad, the king of Aram, was sick. He was told, "The man of God has come here." The king said to Hazael, "Take a present in your hand and go meet the man of God and inquire of the Lord through him. Will I recover from this sickness?" So Hazael went to meet him and took presents with him and from all the good things of Damascus, loaded on 40 camels. He came and stood before him and said, "Your son Ben-Hadad, king of Aram, has sent me to you asking, 'Will I recover from this sickness?'" Elisha said to him, "Go tell him, you will surely recover, but the Lord has revealed to me that he will surely die." Elisha looked straight at Hazael, staring at him until Hazael became embarrassed. Then the man of God wept. So Hazael asked, "Why are you crying, my lord?" Elisha replied, "Because I know the evil that you will do to the children of Israel. You will set their fortresses on fire, kill their young men with the sword, dash their little ones in pieces, and rip open their pregnant women." But Hazael said, "How could your servant, who is merely an insignificant dog, do this great thing?" Elisha answered, "The Lord has revealed to me that you will be king over Aram." Then Hazael left Elisha, came to his master, who asked him, "What did Elisha tell you?" Hazael answered, "He told me that you would surely recover." The next day, Hazael took a blanket, soaked it in water, and spread it on his face, so that he died. Then Hazael reigned in his place. In the 5th year of Joram, the son of Ahab, king of Israel, Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, began to reign. He was 32 years old when he became king. He reigned 8 years in Jerusalem. He walked in the way of the kings of Israel, just as the house of Ahab did, for he had married the daughter of Ahab. He did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. But the Lord would not destroy Judah for David his servant's sake, as he had promised to give a lamp to him and his descendants forever. In his days, Edom revolted against the hand of Judah and set up their own king. Then Jehoram, also called Joram, passed over to Zair with all his chariots. He got up at night and struck down the Edomites who had surrounded him and his chariot commanders, but his troops fled back home. So Edom revolted against the rule of Judah to this day. The town of Libna also revolted at the same time. The rest of the acts of Jehoram and all that he did, are they not written in the scroll of the annals of the kings of Judah? Jehoram slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. Then Azariah his son reigned in his place. In the 12th year of Joram, the son of Ahab, king of Israel, Ahaziah, the son of Jehoram, king of Judah, began to reign. Ahaziah was 22 years old when he became king, and he reigned 1 year in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Athaliah, the granddaughter of Omri, king of Israel. He walked in the way of the house of Ahab. He did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, as the house of Ahab had done, for he was related by marriage to the house of Ahab. He went with Joram, the son of Ahab, to fight against Hazael, king of Aram, at Ramoth-Gilead. Now the Arameans wounded Joram. King Joram returned to recover in Jezreel from the wounds the Arameans had inflicted on him at Ramah, when he fought against Hazael, king of Aram. Then Ahaziah, the son of Jehoram, the king of Judah, went down to see Joram, the son of Ahab, in Jezreel, because he was wounded.